2. Nature of the Infinite Spirit. The conjoined Creator is from eternity and is holy and without qualification one with the Universal Father and the Eternal Son. The Infinite Spirit reflects in perfection not only the nature of the Paradise Father but also the nature of the Original Son. The third source and center is known by numerous titles: the Universal Spirit, the Supreme Guide, the Conjoined Creator, the Divine Executive, the Infinite Mind, the Spirit of Spirits, the Paradise Mother Spirit, the Conjoined Actor, the Final Co-ordinator, the Omnipresent Spirit, the Absolute Intelligence, the Divine Action, and Anuransha. He is sometimes confused with the Cosmic Mind. It is altogether proper to denominate the third person of Deity the Infinite Spirit, for God is Spirit. But material creatures who tend towards the error of viewing matter as basic reality and mind, together with Spirit, as postulates rooted in matter, would better comprehend the third source and center if he were called the Infinite Reality, the Universal Organizer, or the Personality Coordinator. The Infinite Spirit, as a universe revelation of divinity, is unsearchable and utterly beyond human comprehension. To sense the absoluteness of the Spirit, you need only contemplate the infinity of the Universal Father and stand in awe of the eternity of the Original Son. There is mystery indeed in the person of the Infinite Spirit, but not so much as in the Father and the Son. Of all aspects of the Father's nature, the conjoined Creator most strikingly discloses His infinity. Even if the Master Universe eventually expands to infinity, the Spirit Presence, Energy Control, and Mind Potential of the Conjoined Actor will be found adequate to meet the demands of such a limitless creation. Though in every way sharing the perfection, the righteousness, and the love of the Universal Father, the Infinite Spirit inclines towards the mercy attributes of the Eternal Son, thus becoming the mercy minister of the Paradise Deities to the Grand Universe. Ever and always, universally and eternally, the Spirit is a mercy minister, for, as the Divine Sons reveal the love of God, so the Divine Spirit depicts the mercy of God. It is not possible that the Spirit could have more of goodness than the Father, since all goodness takes origin in the Father, but in the acts of the Spirit we can the better comprehend such goodness. The Father's faithfulness and the Son's constancy are made very real to the Spirit beings and the material creatures of the spheres by the loving ministry and ceaseless service of the personalities of the Infinite Spirit. The conjoined Creator inherits all the Father's beauty of thought and character of truth. And these sublime traits of divinity are coordinated in the near supreme levels of the cosmic mind in subordination to the infinite and eternal wisdom of the unconditioned and limitless mind of the third source and center.